Hey everyone, this is part two of my Macintosh blow-away rebuild for Snow Leopard that's coming. And part one was backing up the Windows stuff, which sounds a bit weird, but have a listen to it and you'll see why. I'm happy to report that was successful. Of course, the true test of what's successful afterwards is when you blow something away and then you get it back again and then you go to find that file and it's gone forever. So far, so good. Steam's absolute snap to backup, and I still have plenty of room left to go. Now, I'm into the Mac side, and of course, this is where it starts to get kind of interesting. Normally, an organized person would keep everything inside one area, and therefore, you'd have one folder to grab, and it'd be like, you know, getting someone to pick up your entire house and dump it all into a box and bring it across to your new location. The reality, of course, is I'm a bit of a tinkerer. I like to muck around with stuff. Those who know me are probably nodding right now. And so I like to tinker, and I like to move things around, put things in areas that seems to work for me for the time. 2007 was a crazy year, and I just did some crazy things. That's resulted in a file structure that is all over the place. And being honest, I think I moved accounts a couple of times, so some weird stuff has happened. So, the important thing to remember with when you're moving a Macintosh or backing up any files, and this goes for Windows as well, is just a good thing to do, is to make sure you own the files. Reason being is I'm about to set off, you know, a big copy, and the last thing you want to find is that when you go to bed and you wake up in the morning, that about a 500 of 22 billion files have copied, and it's waiting for you to go, hey, you know, this is file, you sure you want to, you know, copy this across because you don't own it. So, to do that, there's a couple of ways of going about it. If you go to your system preferences area, actually, it's not the system preferences. No, my mistake. I'm sorry. You go to the Spotlight. This audio boo thing doesn't have any editors. Normally I'd cut that out and this would be uber glossy, but the reality is I'm just not like that. Okay, so go to Spotlight and type disk utility. You should be able to type it a couple of letters and it will show you. Now, inside disk utility, it's going to verify all permissions. It's a one-click operation, which will do it for you. So once it loads, make sure that you check the left-hand side. You'll see your hard drive there. You click on that, and then click on the Verify Disk Permissions. You can even go straight ahead and just do Repair Disk Permissions. This goes through the entire hard drive and checks if anything's kind of changed and revert it back to it. So you can go ahead and do that, and I'm going to do that now. Now, the other one that you can do to make sure that you own the files is when you go to any folder, go up to the edit area, the file, and so get info. It's also Apple I for those Apple people that, you know, want to show off. And down the bottom, you're going to see a little thing called sharing and permissions. You might need to expand it. Unlock the padlock on the right, type in your password, because it just doesn't let anyone to, you know, do the password change. And so once you do that, it's going to present you with an option. Read, write, read only, all that kind of stuff. What you want to do is there's a little starry cogwheel, drop down that and go apply to enclosed items. That means it's going to go through the whole thing. It doesn't take long at all. It certainly doesn't take longer than actually waiting for the file to come across for it to be copied. And you'll know instantly if anything's going to crop up that will ask you to type your password because you might not be the quote-unquote owner. Even if, you know, it's your wonderful photo, it might have been uploaded by someone else. You know, with computers, weird things happen. So just check that. Get that due. It'll do a quick sweep. And next time when you go to copy the files, I think mine's about 600, 500 odd gigabytes, then you have a bit of peace of mind to know that it's not going to stop multiple times on the way through and ask you if your files are your own. Okay, this has been part two. Check out part three where the files have been copied across and some little tips to make sure that you get the right ones. This has been the journey to Snow Leopard, migrating my six-year-old Mac. Well, virtually 6 years old because I've copied it across. On Audio Boo. Leave a comment. Cheers.